The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, apparently there's a study that finds that whether you're rich or poor, you're going to be more afflicted with certain types of diseases. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, and I find these fascinating, not really of scientific merit, but apparently conservatives versus liberals seem to eat at different fast food places. So it'll be kind of interesting to see where they lie. Yeah, I know. I'm expecting a Chick-fil-A versus Starbucks somewhere. Then there's a report that contact lenses, wearing them all day, can ruin your eyes and your eyesight. And we've reviewed contact lens wear and how to protect your eyes, but looks like we may need to review that again because a lot of you are contact lens wearers. You didn't get your LASIK surgery. You're afraid to get your LASIK surgery, and you wear your contacts all day long, and you end up having, not that LASIK surgery would have prevented this, but contacts could come with their share of problems. I'm ready to redo my LASIK because now I can't see. I don't even know if I can redo my LASIK. Now I can't read without reading glasses, and I'm very frustrated by that. Then a man decides to hold his breath in the Oregon Tunnel, and he causes a three-car crash, getting the Idiot Award. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Daniel Calhoun of Snohomish, Washington, I apologize if I'm pronouncing that wrong, told investigators he fainted Sunday afternoon while holding his breath in the Highway 26 tunnel near the community of Manning. His car, a 1990 Toyota Camry, drifted across the center line and crashed head-on with a Ford Explorer. Both vehicles struck the tunnel walls, and then a pickup hit the Camry, all because the guy decided to hold his breath. Calhoun and his passenger, 19-year-old Bradley Marion of Edmonds, Washington, suffered non-life-threatening injuries, as did the two people in the Explorer, Thomas Hatch Jr. and Candace Hatch. They were all taken to hospitals. The two people in the pickup were not hurt. Oh, I loved having a pickup. I felt safe in that pickup, man. Calhoun was cited for reckless driving, three counts of reckless endangerment, and fourth-degree assault in Washington County Circuit Court. It is not clear if he had a lawyer. This guy is a real brainiac. State Police Lieutenant Greg Hastings on Monday said he was not sure why he was holding his breath, but some people hold their breaths in tunnels as part of a game or a superstition. Now, I've talked about superstitions. I thought we covered a lot of the superstitions. I do not know of any superstition where you hold your breath while you're in a tunnel. That makes no sense. The tunnel is called the Dennis L. Edwards Tunnel. It was completed back in 1940, and it takes, I guess, the highway through the northern Oregon Coast Range Mountains. It's 772 feet long, and a car traveling at the posted speed limit of 55 miles an hour would get through it in 10 seconds. So he, I don't know what I, see, I, you know, it's interesting. These kids have breath-holding spells where these kids can hold their breath until they pass out. I remember trying that once when I was younger. Now, I'm like, okay, I'll hold my breath. And, I mean, I couldn't do it. I had to immediately breathe. I could not. But I guess some people have mind over matter where they could sit there and hold their breath. They start to get hypoxic, and then they start to kind of get a little out of it, and then they just, you know, of course they will breathe because they'll open their mouth, they'll stop trying to hold their breath, and their body has a defense mechanism to allow it to breathe. But people holding breath, doing these breath holding spells, I mean, what if you have a heart condition And you're just becoming just a little bit too hypoxic is just enough to throw you into a heart attack. That's what happens with a lot of sleep apnea patients. You know, they cut off their air supply. Okay, they get a little hypoxic. They get a blood pressure spike or they get a heart attack. So my recommendation to you, and I didn't think I would even have to make this recommendation, is to not be holding your breath. Thank God nobody was injured to a life-threatening degree, but oh my gosh, what an idiot. You see, I get nervous about tunnels going underwater. You know, I think in New York, there's a tunnel. Is it the Midtown Tunnel that's underwater? I don't know. I get nervous because, you know, we're going into the tunnel, and I'm doing fine. I'm doing great, and all of a sudden my husband tells the kids, you know, we're underwater right now. And I go, what are you talking about? Like, we are underwater? And then I freak out because I think of those movies where you're stuck in traffic, right? And then you're sitting there, and then all of a sudden the water starts to pour into the tunnel. Yeah, so I don't like it. So now I make my husband only take the bridges. We don't go. I believe it's the Midtown Tunnel that goes underneath the East River. Yeah. So, oh, I know. All right, let me see. All right, so I know. Yeah, guys, there's tons of other superstitions you could do. You do not need to hold your breath, really. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I still haven't seen this movie, but they say Frozen now has reached the point, $1.219 billion worldwide, that it has beaten Iron Man 2, Transformers, Dark of the Moon, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, for the fifth most money coming in. I haven't seen that, Frozen. I don't know, my kids are kind of done with Disney movies, and because it had a girl, there was a girl main character, my boys didn't want to see it. And X-Men, Days of Future Past, that did well. I saw that, $91 million, beating Godzilla, which earned $31.4 million in the second weekend. But to see Frozen be one of the all-time winners, that's like, wow. I need to see it. I don't know, whenever I see a movie that does that well, like the Oscars will be aired, and people are like, oh, you know, did you see 12 Years a Slave? No, I haven't seen that movie. I haven't seen a lot of them. I still haven't seen Chocolat. Wasn't Chocolat, you would think, I don't know, because I was afraid that it was going to be very girly, because I'm not really good with girly movies, but like I want to see Godzilla. I saw X-Men. I'm happy with that. I'm ready to see the next Thor. I'm ready to see the next Iron Man. I like more fun action. I like comedy movies. That new movie with the guy from Ted. Yeah, I want to see that movie. He's like a cowboy. It's probably going to be a bad movie. Seth MacFarlane. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we were talking about Elliot Rodger and his shooting rampage in Santa Barbara, killing six people. We talked about that in the first hour, where allegedly there's this manifesto that we believe was written by him, talking about how he was bullied and picked on and rejected. He didn't like mankind, especially women. And, he had shot up a sorority house he had, as his subsequent events. And, it looks like he was upset that, he had been rejected, et cetera. And I was being interviewed on KBC this morning on Doug McIntyre and T-Ray talking about, what could have gone wrong. He had been seen by a psychiatrist just like James Holmes in the Aurora, Colorado shooting, Adam Lanza, et cetera. And so we were talking about anger. I told him where I see the focal point of this discussion is anger. This guy was mad. If this email and manifesto was really him, and from what I understand, there was also some YouTube videos that have been taken off. All right, this guy was ticked. And when somebody gets ticked off, hell hath no fury, right? I mean, wow. All right, and so, when we discuss, mental health and how to approach patients, to identify if somebody's going to be violent or homicidal or sociopath or whatever, I think we need to concentrate on, and not so much just focally, but I think we need to take on the task of identifying people who will lose it when they get mad. Everybody gets mad. Some of us lose it. Some of us punch walls. Some of us hit family members. Some of us rape. Some of us steal. Some of us arson. Or some of us deal with it. And we just deal with the anger. So what is in the psyche of the person who could just deal with it than those who don't? Now, every now and then I have a patient comes in. Thank God I've never had anybody that said they wanted to kill somebody. But I have a patient comes in saying, I just get angry easier. I don't want to be an angry person, but I get angry. And I love it when somebody comes in to talk to me about that, because that's a very tough thing to admit. I mean, you have to have a lot of cojones to come to a doctor and admit that you get angry. Now, getting angry about something and losing your temper are two different things, okay? I was very, very angry with my staff on, some of the BS that happened, where nothing was ready after a three-day weekend, and people calling in, people coming in late, things promised that things were ready and good to go, and they weren't. And so, yeah, I was angry. Did I lose my temper? Did I start to throw things around? Did I start firing people? Did I kind of scream? And no, I didn't do that. I did not lose my temper. I was angry. I was ticked. But I could control it. Okay, and that's what separates somebody from being sane and insane, even though a lot of you guys think I'm insane. I'm not, okay? All right, but I was ticked. So whenever somebody comes in and says I'm angry, let's kind of look at what are some things that could be the root or the cause of you being angry. So whenever somebody comes in angry, now remember, I'm a doctor, I'm an MD. So, of course, it's my job to do some blood tests and make sure there's nothing else going on. So, for example, hyperthyroidism. If somebody is hyperthyroid, then they could be angry because the hormone affects their metabolism, it affects their heart rate, it affects their body temperature, etc. So sometimes if somebody's like, gosh, I always feel angry, I just feel like I'm crawling out of my skin, I can't relax, I can't, I always check their thyroid, okay? So that could be an issue. Also, medication. Now, this Elliot kid was on Vicodin, from what we're understanding. Well, if you're on Vicodin, okay, that will make you angry as it wears off. You may feel good and get a little bit of a narcotic buzz, but you will get angry later. And so that could be enough. I mean, honestly, a Vicodin should not trigger you going on a shooting spree, but if you already have a psychosis, again, we need to figure out how to control anger. So that to me is a huge concern. All right. Certain medications can do that. The withdrawal of the medications. You being on, let's say, a Zoloft or a Paxil, some sort of SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, you skip dose, you stop taking it, you could reactively be angry. Your bipolar medicines, your mood stabilizers, etc. So I don't know. Apparently this Elliot Roger guy was seeking psychiatric care. From what we understand, refuses medications. The family is now in hiding, because they're really, really embarrassed that this happened, and they feel sad, and they really feel bad for the victims. And, I mean, imagine having to live with that. We want more answers. What medicine was supposed to have been prescribed, and what was he like on the medication, and what do we need to do to ensure that people take their medications? Now, again, people have rights. Just because you have a psychiatric diagnosis doesn't mean you lose your rights. So How do you control this? Well, again, from a medical perspective, I also check for a very interesting disease called Wilson's disease. Wilson's disease is where copper accumulates in the liver and the brain. Well, if copper accumulates, that could also damage brain tissue, the frontal lobe. The frontal lobe is responsible for personality. Remember I told you there was a patient when I was in training who was really mean, extremely mean. And her family and friends, you know, were like, I don't understand. All of a sudden she got really, really mean. Well, she had come in because she had fainted, and we found out that she had breast cancer that metastasized to the frontal lobe of her brain. So frontal lobes causing personality changes. So when I have somebody that very newly on becomes mean, I always look for a tumor, and I like to scan the head. Stroke will also do it. Okay, if you lose blood supply, or if you start to bleed in a little bit of the brain, that is a stroke. You can have a hemorrhagic stroke, you can have a thrombotic stroke, and that could also cause you to be angry. Don't forget your medicine for sleep, Ambien, Benadryl, things you guys take for sleep. You could be very, very grumpy the next day. That can make you very, very grumpy. Going back to the brain, epilepsy and seizures. You know, sometimes people will not, loved ones around you will not realize that you're having a seizure. And some people with seizures could have these very angry outbursts, delusional, etc., during the seizure, after the seizure, etc. And so I've never really heard of an epileptic going out and shooting anybody, but that could be an issue. We talked about copper buildup in the liver and copper buildup going up to the brain or depositing in the brain. Just any sort of liver issue. Any sort of liver issue could cause you to have personality changes, especially if you have something called hepatic encephalopathy. Now, hepatic encephalopathy is where you have a infection of the liver and it leads to an inflammation of the brain or a condition of the brain. And, you know, the liver is supposed to be gleaning out toxic substances and supposed to protect the brain. Unfortunately, sometimes these substances can build up. Also, neurologically, Alzheimer's. You know, sometimes you'll notice a family member, they are just mean. You are like, gosh, they are just so bitter and mean. That could be the start of Alzheimer's. All right? Especially since a lot of people with Alzheimer's are very frustrated, you know, that they can't remember things. So it's a lot easier for them to, you know, blame others. It could be Alzheimer's. And of course, as a doctor, I like to check sugar and cholesterol. It's very, very interesting. They think that cholesterol, all right, could have an effect on your serotonin. And so if you, let's say, take a medication that lowers your cholesterol, and if somebody has low cholesterol, it may cause lower levels of serotonin. I'm not saying everybody keep your cholesterol high by any means, but there may be a relationship between low levels of cholesterol and low levels of serotonin. Now, diabetes is an easy one. People get hypoglycemic. So when you have low blood sugar, this can cause bursts of anger, and that could be an issue. That could also cause imbalance of your chemicals and as well as serotonin. Now, people that are hypoglycemic, like if I haven't gotten my lunch, I am grumpy. Again, I'm not going to lose control. I'm not going to lose my temper, but I get kind of angry. And so I'm kind of grumpy. I'm hungry. I want to know where my next patient is. Hurry up. Give me my food. That kind of thing. Okay, so diabetes could do that too. So, and then, of course, if you have some underlying depression, okay, if you have depression, if you suffer from depression, you can have bouts of anger. That is a diagnosis, okay? And, again, depending on your serotonin levels, etc. You also don't get a lot of sleep. People who don't sleep well, whether they have anxiety or depression, when you don't get a lot of sleep, you're going to be grumpy the next day, and you're going to be bitter. And so these are things that we all have to take into effect. Now, again, I don't know how we would solve the problem of somebody deciding to get so mad that they decide to kill a bunch of sorority women or people at UC Santa Barbara. And that is where we as medical professionals need to act. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA. Don't go away.
Speak, speak. I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Okay, so I'm kind of sick of politics. I've been speaking about politics much less this year than I usually do on my show. Because luckily my listeners seem to be sick of it also. So we already know Obamacare is here to stay. No matter what happens with the next election, we're screwed. I've already said my piece about what I think we need to do to fix it, etc. All right, let's kind of move on. It stinks. I feel better talking about how much it stinks, but I'm not accomplishing anything. Yet, you know, politics are still big with everybody else. So I had gone to Chick-fil-A when I was in Dallas, and it was really yummy. It was a real yummy chicken sandwich. I loved it. And I was so excited. I was finally at a Chick-fil-A, and I guess this big chicken was running around. So I took a picture with me and the big chicken, etc. Well, lo and behold, some of my Facebook buddies, more liberal Facebook buddies, were mad, thinking I was trying to make a stand. Now, I don't remember much about what is going on with politically with Starbucks or Chick-fil-A or whatever. I mean, I go to Starbucks also. I believe Starbucks was in the news and was politically, marked because they had told people don't come into our store. We want gun-free zones, so we want our store to be a gun-free zone. Now, I understand you don't want anybody walking around, walking in with a machine gun, etc., but then on the flip side, you don't want to be an employee that has a big sign on the door saying, hi, we're gun-free. Okay, that scares me. And then I believe Chick-fil-A had come out. I'm not sure if it was Chick-fil-A on their stand on homosexual marriage, etc. I just want to eat, okay? If I go pick up a Starbucks or pick up a Chick-fil-A or whatever, I don't want that reflecting on my politics, all right? But apparently, people are really studying this to a T. And apparently, there's a new study published in the Wall Street Journal that has revealed which fast food joints, chain restaurants, and grocery stores liberals and conservatives prefer. Experian Marketing Services surveyed thousands of Americans across the country, asking them both their political identity and what food establishments they frequent. Now, this is supposed to be without bias of recent news stories, etc. This is supposed to be a study of, wow, okay, you know, so you liked Obama or you liked Obama, you're probably going to vote for Hillary, you were a Jimmy Carter fan, you know, where do you like to go? Well, I like to go to this store, I like to go to this store, this is just my... So they were trying to see if there was some sort of an issue. Each store included in the survey was then given a score, with the number 100 being average. A score of 120 was 20% more liberal or conservative than average. Scores below 100 meant it was less liberal or conservative than average. So, okay, restaurants and supermarkets with scores far below 100 were favored more by independents. Huh? Anyway. Okay, they said, like, Blimpies appeared to be a favorite with the liberals. But they say sometimes it depended on the region you were living in. Like, I don't live near a Blimpie, so I haven't gone to one. They said the most popular supermarket for conservatives was Randall's. Randall's is based in Texas. Okay, well, see, I don't live by a Randall's. A lot of us don't. They say liberal supermarkets would include Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Fred Meyer, Acme, and Safeway. Whereas Randall's, Wee's, Markets, Piggly Wiggly, Brookshire's, and Food Town. I don't really hear of a lot of those. See, I usually go to, like, Albertsons. Why? Because it's close by. I mean, Whole Foods is nice, just it's expensive. Okay, now, what about restaurants? Okay, so in terms of fast food, the most conservative was Crystal. Never heard of it. Whataburger, Schlotzky's, Chick-fil-A, and Steak and Shake. Ooh, Steak and Shake sounds good. Whereas liberal was Aubon Payne. Aubon Payne, I don't know, never heard of it. Chipotle, Cordoba, Mexican Grill, I don't know, Blimpie, and then Starbucks. All right. I don't know about other restaurants like Outback. So you would think Outback would be more of a conservative type restaurant, right? Because it's Outback and it's steak. And yet, like, something like California Pizza Kitchen, that would be considered more, you know, liberal. Anyway, I think it's ridiculous that they would do, you know. I think what it is people are trying to see if there's some sort of a genetic blood tendency. And the reason why this has come out is, remember there was a study looking at how, you know, genetics aside, or not genetics, environment aside, people would vote or tend towards something more genetically. And so people are trying to find out, do we have more liberals genetically because it's in their blood? And I think that's ridiculous. I think that is completely ruining the whole process of why we vote. You're supposed to vote for the best candidate. And I can't stand when people just vote party line. Now, I understand that sometimes we have to vote party line because we see what happened, like, with Obamacare. Okay, you saw that the Democrats really didn't think it through. Everybody voted for that, okay? And I also get very upset that if somebody Democrat comes up with something, it could be really, really good, and the Republicans, they just all group together and say, well, no, 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 we're not going to do that. And so it's politics has gotten to the point where, and maybe it's always been, it's just I've only been paying attention the last 20 years, but it's gotten to the point where nobody even cares about the person. It's if there's a D next to a name or an R next to the name. And I almost wish we kind of got away from some of these political parties. I understand it makes it easier. You know, somebody's, you know, you're like, let's say I want to be lazy. And there's some guy named Joe Schmo. And he's running for office. Well, rather than looking at each and every stance he takes, how does he feel about education? How does he feel about Obamacare? How does he feel about taxing taxpayers paid for abortions? How does he feel about pro-choice versus pro-life? How does he feel about, gun control? It's a heck of a lot easier for us as voters going, is it an R or a D? If it's an R or D, fine. Now, will the independent party later emerge as a bigger party? I don't know. I don't think so. Because a lot of people put themselves down as independents, but they really start to lean towards things. And the reason why that happens is psychologically, you feel really strongly for something. There are people out there that feel real strongly about abortion, or real strongly about gun control, or real strongly about health care. And so they won't care about the other stuff. They feel so strongly about one aspect that they are going to do whatever possible, even if that means foregoing individual thinking, just so that party wins. And I'm really nervous about that, because why do the Democrats or why do the Republicans take credit or criticism for just one thing? And it's because they group together. So I don't know how I would revamp that whole process. I really wouldn't. I mean, I wish I didn't have to register. I love the idea of registering non-denominational, you know, and then showing, hey guys, you know, I voted for this because this person made sense. You know, the idea of what makes sense. So, I don't know, it's frustrating. We got the midterms coming up in November, so politics are going to be ingrained. You're going to be, it's going to be all, in your local news networks, you're going to be seeing all the political commercials. I've already seen all the signs. I find it so annoying. I'm trying to drive, and I'm distracted by these big photos of people. And I understand name recognition, but I just feel like the average politician thinks we're stupid. You know, a politician got mad at me. I don't know if I told you this, because I didn't endorse them, because I've been fundraising, you know, for kids fighting cancer. And I've been fundraising to, raise money. And I really didn't want to get political this year, because I am working with people on both sides of the aisle to raise money for these kids fighting cancer. And this politician was livid. So finally, I decided to school her on politics. And I go, first of all, stop asking people for money. Second, why don't you show that you have a heart? All right? People will like you because they will associate you with doing good. None of this other BS. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe you have to look like you're shaking somebody's hand and that picture has to be plastered all over the place. But I hope that one day we get to the point where just real good people that are smart, that think on both sides of the aisle, win. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. These things are free. You can download, you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. For those of you that want to call in with medical questions, you can do so at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If we're not on live at the time that you call, very simple, just leave a message and tell us if you want it to be on air. Don't leave your name, all right, just in case that doesn't get edited out if you want it to be anonymous. But if you don't want to be anonymous and you want people to know your name, like, hi, my name is Natasha. Hi, my name is Sheena. If you want to do that, that's fine. I think that's great. All right, the more the merrier. By the way, do not... Please, please, when you leave a message, do not talk about Game of Thrones or 24 or any of the TV shows, because I'm starting to get a little behind. I know Game of Thrones wasn't on this last weekend, but I did not get to see 24 yet. So if you call up and go, oh, what's Dr. Dahlia think about what happened to Joffrey? Oh, no, 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 don't, do not do that. No, 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 because then I'll be like, wait a second, I didn't see that. You know, okay, so, and then we got to worry about, okay, how to, like, keep that stuff from me. So just, I mean, just keep it simple. Your medical question, all right, just kind of keep it simple, and life will be good for all of us. Okay, so this is very interesting. They say affluent people are more likely to be afflicted with other types of cancer than poor people. Researchers at New York State Cancer Registry discovered certain types of cancers are more prevalent in different financial classes. This is very interesting. They say affluent people are more likely to suffer from melanoma, thyroid, and testicular cancers, whereas poorer people were more likely to be diagnosed with cancers of the larynx, the throat, the cervix, the penis, and the liver. They say, and while these people are less likely to be diagnosed with cancer, they are more likely to die from the disease. That's very interesting. The study was published online in the journal Cancer, and it looked at the richest and poorest neighborhoods covering over two-fifths of the U.S. population. Researchers assigned nearly 3 million tumors diagnosed between 2005 and 2009 into one of four groupings based on the poverty rate of the residential census at time of diagnosis. So cancers like Kaposi sarcoma, which you see in people with HIV, cancers of the larynx, cervix, penis, liver, were more likely in the poorest neighborhoods, while other cancer, melanoma, thyroid, testes, were more likely in the wealthiest neighborhoods. Now, just looking at this, I immediately see a separation of two groupings. One is more STD-related, whereas the other may be more exposure of sun or electronics related. I still think certain electronics cause testicular cancer and thyroid cancer and, you know, laptops. I'm just afraid of that kind of stuff. But Kaposi sarcoma occurs with AIDS, cancers of the larynx a lot of times, alcohol, HPV, cervix HPV, penis HPV, liver cancer can be from hepatitis. So that's interesting. Previous research from UCSF found that well-off women were more likely to suffer from skin cancer, probably because they have more time to be out in the sun. I do not have time to sunbathe. I never have. So maybe when I was a teenager, I would try to do my homework through a window so the sun would come down. I'm paying for it now with these moles that I never thought I would even have. But I never really had time to, like, go to a beach or lay out by a pool. Doesn't it sound really nice to one day just take the day off and go to the pool and lay out? And I got to tell you, I used to feel so good being out in the sun. Now I'm afraid of the sun, and I got too much to do. So, no, not happening. So they say well-off women are more likely to suffer from skin cancer in the U.S. More than 90% of most deadly skin cancers, malignant melanomas, occur in the white population. They found that young women are at highest risk for malignant melanoma if they live in neighborhoods that are more well-to-do and sunnier. Then another research study from the Christie Hospital in Manchester found that middle-class people are more likely to develop breast and skin cancer than those people that are less well-off. They think maybe it's because careers causing women to delay in having children. Maybe many of them go away on vacation, so more sun, etc. They said social deprivation is linked to lung and cervical cancer. So less affluent people may be more likely to smoke. Maybe they're going to be also more likely, which is a biggie, to actually miss getting screened. So, for example, are people with cervical cancer having that because they're having more sex? Or do affluent people have more sex? Well, you know, in the case of Lindsay Lohan, it sounds like affluent people are definitely having a lot of sex. And maybe it's, are they having access to health care? If you don't have access to health care, then that HPV could fester a little bit for the kinds that don't go away. And then, unfortunately, put you at risk for cervical cancer. And if you don't get that spotted right away, you could have an issue. So, you know, it's a very interesting study. Testicular cancer, that's a tough one. Testicular cancer happens in young men. It's usually a painless little lump. All right. We don't really know of a lot of risk factors, maybe with the exception of genetics or something like that. I do get more nervous about electronics. Thyroid cancer, I worry a lot about thyroid cancer and our computers. Our computers should not be causing that. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no scientific explanation for that. But it's just something I, you know, watch for. I like to keep my computer as much of a distance from me as possible. Just like the microwave. Yeah. So 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So this is interesting. There was a study that came out now. I don't know if I want to say a study so much, but we have a Dr. Jim Hill. All right. And from the University of Colorado's Anschutz Health and Wellness Center. Okay. Designed a study with funding from the American Beverage Association to look at whether diet soda helps you lose weight, and divided 300 adults into two groups. One group would continue drinking diet soda. The other group would be drinking water, and they would not be taking in diet soda. The study was published in the journal Obesity. Both participant groups received intensive coaching on techniques for weight loss, etc., meals, etc., and they found that people drinking diet sodas lost 9 pounds over 12 weeks. Those allowed to continue drinking diet soda lost 13 pounds. And, I guess people who were banned from drinking diet sodas only lost 9 pounds. Yet people who drank diet soda lost 13 pounds. Now, Dr. Hill says in his experience, people who have successfully lost significant weight were heavy users of non-caloric sweeteners, which is the complete opposite of what I see and what a lot of studies are seeing, where diet soda can cause weight gain. Now, why? All right. So, why would diet soda cause weight gain versus weight loss? Well, for weight loss, okay, you're giving something sweet. You hopefully are drinking a little bit of diet soda, according to this line of thinking, as opposed to eating something chocolate, etc. Now, I don't like diet soda, so I reach for the chocolate. Okay. Yet, why would it cause weight gain? Well, how I look at it is the body is very, very smart. If the body gets fake food, and the body does not like the idea of getting fake food, it is going to slow down the metabolism until it gets real food. So you end up here, giving off these sweet, you imbibe these sweeteners. The pancreas is like, wait a second, what's this? The body's like, hold on, hold the phone. They go, wait a second, we're not actually getting anything of nutritional benefit. Everybody kind of hold your horses and just go into slow-mo right now until we can figure out what the hell is going on. So then when you do eat food, they're like, okay, this is real food. Hold on to this one. Okay, I'll let you know what comes around the bend next time around. The other thing, too, is sometimes these diet drinks, they just do make you more hungry. You know, you may be secreting more insulin. And when you secrete insulin, it draws sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. And so maybe the body has now more insulin, so you end up getting more hungry. So there's a variety of reasons for that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.